With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the vast repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Since 1976, the month of February has been celebrated as Black History Month, as it includes the birthdays of both Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll explore music by several African-American composers, as well as music of the African-American spiritual tradition in both solo and choral settings. We'll hear pieces by David Hurd, William L. Dawson, J. Rosamond Johnson, Johnny Dean, and others. We'll begin with organ music by Florence Price, who lived from 1887 to 1953 and was the first African-American woman composer to gain national recognition. Allegretto is performed by Carlton T. Russell on the organ of Wheaton College in Norton, Massachusetts. Allegretto by Florence B. Price. Carlton T. Russell played the organ in the chapel of Wheaton College in Norton, Massachusetts. One of the most prolific arrangers of spirituals, especially for concert use in the early 20th century, was William L. Dawson. We'll hear his spirited setting of Every Time I Feel the Spirit, sung by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong.
Jordan River. cold. It chills the body, but not the soul. There ain't but one train upon this track. It runs to heaven and right back.
Every toll
Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in Every Time I Feel the Spirit, arranged by William L. Dawson, longtime member of the faculty of the Tuskegee Institute and one of the early leaders in composing original pieces based on spirituals. Right around the turn of the 20th century, African-American brothers James Weldon Johnson and J. Rosamond Johnson collaborated on what has become known as the African-American National Anthem. Originally, James wrote the poem Lift Every Voice and Sing, to be read at a school assembly at which Booker T. Washington spoke on Lincoln's birthday in 1900. Several years later, J. Rosamond wrote the tune which has propelled the hymn into our popular culture today. We'll hear it in a live performance from the 2020 Eastern Region Conference of the American Choral Directors Association. Everett McCorvey leads the American Spiritual Ensemble, joined by the audience attending the concert. Lift every voice and sing.
Thank you.
Lift Every Voice and Sing, as performed by the American Spiritual Ensemble with audience participation at the 2020 Eastern Region Conference of the American Choral Directors Association, held in Rochester, New York in early March, just days before the national shutdown due to the emerging COVID-19 pandemic. Everett McCorvey led the gathered singers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. It would be a gross mistake to associate African-American composers only with adapting music from the spiritual tradition, as we've already witnessed with the music of Florence Price. There are a host of other prominent African-American composers who've contributed works in a variety of styles to the choral and organ literature. Among the fine composers of recent decades is David Hurd, who served for many years on the faculty of the General Theological Seminary in New York. We'll hear his festive setting of Psalm 122, I Was Glad. It's performed in this recording by the Blackburn Cathedral Choir, led by Richard Tanner. They're joined by the Zenica Brass and organist Timothy Cook. I Was Glad by David Hurd was sung by the Blackburn Cathedral Choir, led by Richard Tanner. Bruce Saylor, a New York City-based composer, has given us an imaginative setting of the spiritual Honor, Honor. We'll hear it sung by the Marble Sanctuary Choir of the Marble Collegiate Church in New York, with soprano Fenisher Harris. Kenneth Dake conducts.
See the little children when they're truly baptized. Honor, honor, and to the dying land. King Jesus lit the candle by the waterside to see the little children when they're truly baptized.
The Sanctuary Choir of Marble Collegiate Church in New York sang Honor, Honor, as arranged by Bruce Saylor. Fenisher Harris was soprano soloist, and all were led by Kenneth Dake. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A wonderful medley of spirituals is coming up, arranged by Joseph Jennings, who leads the Gentlemen of Chanticleer in this recording. Beginning with Where the Sun Will Never Go Down, we'll also hear Ain't That Good News, Good News the Chariot's Comin', Swing Low Sweet Chariot, Over Yonder, and I Got Shoes. Joseph Jennings leads Chanticleer.
Where the sun will never go down. kingdom, ain't there good news?
Good news.
I got a crown up in a land kingdom, ain't there good news? Good news.
I'm a gonna lay down this world.
I'm gonna shoulder up Jesus, take that good news, good news. Ain't no that good news, good news.
Good news,
good news, the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming. And I don't want you to leave me behind.
There are shoes.
All God's children got shoes.
Hallelujah's only
when I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
Holy
heaven.
Holy
heaven.
Hallelujah, Lordy.
Everybody talking about heaven. You go and there, heaven.
Holy
heaven. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
Oh, I got a song, and you got a song.
All God's children got a song.
Hallelujah.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing a new song. I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven.
Holy
heaven.
Holy
heaven.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Everybody talking about
heaven.
I'm gonna talk, I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven.
Well, I got a crown, and you got a crown.
All God's children got a crown. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my crown. I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven. Everybody talking about
heaven.
A medley of spirituals arranged by Joseph Jennings under the title Where the Sun Will Never Go Down, sung by Chanticleer. One of the current generation of gifted African-American composers and conductors is Marquis L.A. Garrett, whose arrangement of Hold On will be performed by the Aeolians of Oakwood University. Jason Max Ferdinand conducts in a performance from the 2019 National Conference of the American Choral Directors Association.
Keep your hand on as the plow.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on.
Nora said you lost your track. You can't now shake it.
From a concert recording in the chapel of Clare College, Cambridge, we heard the St. Charles Singers from St. Charles, Illinois, on tour singing Give Me Jesus, arranged by Larry L. Fleming. Jeff Hunt conducted. Earlier, we heard the Aeolians sing an arrangement by Marquis L. A. Garrett of the spiritual Hold On. Jason Max Ferdinand conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The freedom song, We Shall Overcome, which became a pillar of the civil rights movement in the 1960s, takes its melody from an old spiritual, No More Auction Block, which is a poignant song of a freed slave reflecting on all those who had suffered and died before. We'll hear an arrangement of We Shall Overcome by Tom Trenny, performed by the St. Olaf Choir. Anton Armstrong conducts.
We shall overcome.
Festal March by Florence Price was performed by Carlton Russell on the organ at Wheaton College in Norton, Massachusetts. Earlier, the St. Olaf Choir sang We Shall Overcome, arranged by Tom Trenny and led by Anton Armstrong. The American Spiritual Ensemble, created and led by Everett McCorvey, is made up of mostly African-American professional singers from across the United States. They're a remarkable group, and among their membership are twin brothers Kimon and Kamon Murrah, who sing countertenor and tenor, respectively. They join voices to sing a touching setting of This Little Light of Mine, arranged by Johnny Dean. The St. Olaf Choir sang again in a brilliant arrangement of John the Revelator by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. Anton Armstrong conducted. Earlier, we heard brothers Kimon and Kamon Murrah of the American Spiritual Ensemble as they performed This Little Light of Mine, arranged by Johnny Dean. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Black History Month. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.